Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
What's upset you now?
Yeah, so yeah, what's been annoying me at the minute is obviously I get trains for gigs all the time. It don't matter what time it is in the day, but there's always seems to be when the train's packed out, there's always that one person who they're on the phone, but they're dead, dead loud on it.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And I don't know what it is. It's just kind of like they're not really asked the fact that there's about 100 people crammed on a train, stood up, and they're just confidently screaming down the phone. Sometimes I wonder if they are on the phone, if they're just doing it for, you know, just like kind of attention thing, like where, because sometimes I really want to go behind and just take the phone and just go, hey, no battery. But yeah, there's just always these.
There's
to
no
that.
Shame.
And it's the
there's
whole
no,
journey,
there's just
but...
no. There's no shame.
No, that's it,
shame
yeah.
is dead.
Yeah, not whatsoever. It's just. It's always arguing where they're on about. It's. I don't know. It seems to be the same kind of conversation. You know, they're talking about. Yeah, you know, I was going around to this. Like, if they're going around to someone's house, like kicking off and making a massive fight over the phone. Like, but it seems to me like the other person on the phone never actually gets a word in edgeways. He's just constantly going.
I was on a bus in London the other day and heard what I assumed was an announcement because it was that loud. I was listening to something on my phone. I took my earphones out to see what it was. And someone was watching like Netflix or iPlayer at a like ridiculous volume. It would have been too loud to watch at that volume if it was just you watching it. You know, at home, it was like, what the
Yeah.
I don't know whether...
on a train.
Would you ever say anything? Would you ever say anything? So would you... Paul, would you ever ask them to turn it down? And Carl, would you ever say, sorry, could you keep it down? There are people on the carriage.
I don't think I would because I'm very interested to see where it goes. So sometimes I'm one of them. If I've got my headphones in as well, I'll just press pause on whatever I'm listening to, pretending that I'm still listening to I've got on and then just...
That's a skillful move.
You're treating it as entertainment. No, that's mad. I can't stand it. I think things like phones should be, you should have to leave and go to the vestibule, the little bit that attaches the carriages. Like that should be the law. That should be the law. You have to leave.
Just be swaying.
You can't be on the phone.
Just be swaying in the middle of that thing. I do love it though, but at the same time, I'm glad I've got like, you know, I can go back and forth. I can put my music back on if it is annoying me, but then pause it to see if it's, gone anywhere.
Yeah.
In the next 5 minutes.
It's sort of like extreme people watching. I mean, I do like to, you know, if it's not too bad, but I mean, if there's sort of like some sort of conflict going on, it, you know, I do like to have a nose, definitely. But trains are shit now. Do they have the buffet carriage anymore? Like the cart where they go up and down selling food? I haven't seen that for ages.
The fancy ones, they normally have them. I think I've only ever seen it like once or twice. You know, like you mentioned, you come along with the actual car.
Yeah.
Because like, sometimes you'd have to go to a certain carriage, you know, to get like your...
How old are you, Carl?
I'm 31.
Man, I'm 49. I can remember in the like 90s, there used to be a cart in the train, which was a smoking carriage with a bar. And that would be open. So like we'd go, I live like an hour out of London. So I'd get the train into London to go and watch a gig. On the train back at midnight, there would be a bar serving beers and like two kind of circular sofas that you would sit on and you would be smoking. I mean, it doesn't even seem possible that that would be...
That would be a thing, yeah.
You know,
I mean, to the point I remember like, that.
Did
I imagine?
I'd love that.
I mean, it was just fucking amazing.
My dad, I remember that carriage because that's the carriage my dad would make me sit on.
So you didn't get it as an adult?
No, I didn't get it. I don't think I got it as an adult, no. But I do remember it as a kid. Yeah, the smoking carriage where there was a bar.
That's amazing. Yeah,
it's mental. Absolutely.
Everyone would be
mental.
Sort of like, you know, chatting and just like, fuck. It was like an after party on a train. Yeah. It was incredible.
A nightclub on a train.
Yeah, like after a gig as well. Like, because sometimes after gigs, you'll have a pint in the whatever venue you're at, and then you message your girlfriend or something saying, yeah, I'm just having a pint, and then I'll get the train on or something. But you're just like, no, I'm already on the train having a pint.
Yeah.
Man.
On the way on. So that's amazing. I think that's why
people have started like having loud phone conversations because they got rid of that carriage. Like that, what that carriage worked as, it worked very effectively as a filter to get all of the people that would be likely to do that concentrated in one area with other people to do it with. You know, some people are chatty. Some people like to have a chat. But if you get them all in one carriage, lay on a bar, let them have a fag, you know, the rest of the train, you know, the rest of the train can conduct their business in a quiet manner as they wish.
Yeah, I love that. I can't believe that was a thing, though. That's mind-blowing, that.
Unbelievable.
In a bar and a train. Wow.
What a time to be alive.
So, I, there's one where I think everyone's kind of got it. Like, everyone's got that one mate. You know, when you go back home and you see, like, you know, your schoolmates, and there's always that one person where you see them, and you're in a bar, you're in a pub, you're all catching up. And it's like, I don't know, they kind of do that. They've got that way of going, oh, get us a pint. And you'll go, okay. But then they'll fuck off.
What?
So they basically just lingered around you, got a pint, basically just got like getting their drinks. Like they'll do it to certain people. Like they'll kind of just like make their way around the pub. Basically, they're not paying for anything. And they'll just get a pint off you. And then they'll go, right, oh, sweet. Yeah, mate, you know what? I'll catch you in a bit, yeah. And then they get off because they're there at first going, you've done well for yourself, you know what I mean? I said, I knew it, mate. Like, yeah, no, yeah, I'll just get a quick pint. And then you do that. And then you think, oh, I'm going to have another conversation with this guy. But then he fucks off. But because you've known him for so long.
Ghosting.
It does piss you off.
Well, hang on, is he?
Bar-hanging.
Has he still got your pint? Bar or is hanging, he? Yeah. Have you still got the pint or has he drank the pint?
No. So I'll go to the bar, get myself a pint, but then he'll basically find some way.
Or if you're like in around.
Getting me to get him a pint.
And then someone will go, oh, while you're there, can you grab me and I'll give you the I'll give you the money. They're never going to give you the money.
No, but this one mate who he's kind of like, again, it's he's got like no filter. There's no repercussions from it. It's just like, I've got this pint, and then you won't see him for another hour, and then he'll be lingering around someone else doing the same thing. But because you've known him for so long, it's a case of like, you know, you can't be out starting an argument because you do like him, you do get along with him. But it does piss you off though. It's just like, I don't know, maybe it's just me where I'm from, but there's always someone who knows someone like that.
No. I think there's always someone that is good at getting pints for them and not for others.
Yeah, it's a bit of a skill.
It's a skill. I'm surprised you don't find it entertaining.
Yeah, just have me a headphones. Just put it on pause.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life is a highway,
and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
Where do you live, Cole?
At the minute, obviously, I live in Blackpool. But this is, if I go home, this is, you know, Chorley.
Yeah, yeah.
We do know Chorley.
Like, near Preston. Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, I grew up there. So, if I go back there to see my family, I'll see my mates and stuff from back home. And we'll, like...
I mean, Blackpool has got to be the people-watching capital of the UK, hasn't it?
Oh, surely, yeah. Because I live in the town centre as well, so...
Oh my God. And what I love about Blackpool is, I mean, it doesn't discriminate about what time of the day it is or what day of the week. I mean, you could see a fight at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
I can hear it. Like I'm one for, if we hear any commotion, I'm the first one to open the window because we live in like an attic flat. So you can't really, you're not in the, no one can see you, but you can see them. And it's just, you know, the boots across our road. It's like there's always someone kicking off outside there. Like you said, it doesn't matter what time of day.
But it's just like you'll see people with trays of Jaeger bombs at fucking 8 o'clock in the morning and kind of like, you know, stags. Yeah, yeah. Some midweek stag booze.
I love that.
You can't really...
Cardiff's a little bit like that. Is that fair?
I haven't been to Cardiff, but...
To a lesser degree. Blackpool, I would say, is kind of pretty much out there on its own in that respect.
God, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I've been there a few times and it's fucking full on, isn't it?
it's just too much, like, anywhere you go, because they've got obviously different piers, haven't they? Like, you've got the north side, the central, the south, and it just gets worse as you go along.
There's a great bar there which has got a lot, does sort of Northern Soul and ska, and they've got like a Lambretta in the middle of the bar, and then you go in there and it's got all the kind of like Wigan Casino, maybe don't know what I mean, but like the kind of Northern Soul, and they do the dancing where they get like squares of lino and they put talcum powder on it and they do the splits. Do you know this this kind of thing?
They get talcum powder. Are you sure this wasn't a dream? They do
this. This is a real thing.
Sounds right in Blackpool. Though.
What's this?
Yeah.
No. What? So they're kind of like wear tank tops and like dog tooth shirts, stay pressed trousers, a very specific type of either kind of loafer or kind of like old school 70s Adidas shoe, but not like you would get casuals wearing. This is a more kind of specific thing. And then they do this sort of, very athletic dancing. It's sort of like a bit of a precursor to breakdancing almost. Northern Soul, and they used to go to the Wigan Casino. That was like the hacienda of Northern Soul, if you like. Anyway,
but there's a big Northern Soul in.
There's a bar in Blackpool. I can't remember what it's called, but I went in there and they had like one of these all dayers. I was up there doing a gig and then I just ended up in there. It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, they have, because they do it once a year, because I used to work at the Winter Gardens, and they have an event there every year.
And all the scooters and kind of...
Oh, God. Yeah. I've got another one. I mean, I think this is the only time we had a big argument with my missus. So, you know, when you have a pot noodle.
Oh, now you're talking.
I don't reckon I've had a pot noodle for about 5 years, maybe more, actually.
Okay, right. So I have this thing where...
What pot noodle are you?
It is. No. Chicken and mushroom.
Chicken and mushroom. Is that the green one?
Classic, it is.
Is that the green one?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's the go-to one, isn't it? Yeah.
What sauce sachet does that come with?
Soy sauce.
It does come with soy sauce.
Good question.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It does work though.
So
basically, when me and Mrs. got together, like, I like a kind of like, not, I don't know, not, I'm trying to think of the word, like, you know, like a sloppy pot noodle where like it's not too watery.
Yes.
Right. You're right. So you might be on this, John, right? So, but you fill the water to a certain, like, so when I pour the water in, I stop as soon as I see it start to overflow slightly and then let it settle.
Okay.
So my Mrs., good. When I said, oh, yeah, yeah. So I have that. That's my thing where it's like, it's a big thing for me.
Do you put the lid back on?
She goes all.
I'm never under.
I do, yeah.
Right. Okay.
It does work, to be fair, because it keeps the heat in and it just.
So does that mean? Does that mean when you pour the water in, you don't take the lid the entire way back, or so that you're when you're putting it back on, you're folding it back on? Or do you take the whole thing off and then when you put it back on, you just kind of place it on the top?
So I just like leave the back of it on. Right, so you know when you kind of pull it.
Good.
And then you have it, and then you can flick it back on, yeah. But
interesting.
She'll put like, but listen to this, my missus. She puts like she fills the whole pot noodle with water, like right to the top where you can't see anything.
Oh, no. That's no, like no,
a
no,
rather. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'll tell this after.
I think you've got to leave that woman, Carl. I'm sorry to say it. It's over. There's no future there.
It was a big argument as well. She was just like, I can't believe this. I'm just like, we'll space the water out then. But yeah, she just fills it right to the brim, and then she likes to. I don't know. It's just dead water in, and she did it for me once, and I was just looking at it like, can't even see the noodles and stuff. And yeah, like, you know, like the end where you're drinking. Do you guys do that with a pot noodle? You know,
yes.
Like, when there's like, yeah, but when you drink it, like, you want it to slowly, like, when you tip it, slowly come down, not just water, like, go boom in your face.
Yes.
Like, I do that with a lot of things. I'm like, do you reckon in a restaurant, do you reckon it's all right to just drink the rest of this?
The soup in the bowl.
Is it prawn gambas where they're like, where you get the tapas where they've got like chili and garlic in them? Do you know what I mean? And they come in and you sort of like dip the remaining sort of oil and sauce with the bread. I mean, it's fucking amazing. I haven't had that for a long, long time. I think I'm quite hungry, actually. That's what I'm realising as I'm having this conversation.
I like my I like my pot noodle quite al dente.
Do you?
Yeah, I like it.
When
slightly...
was the last time you had a pot noodle?
I actually know the last time I had a pot noodle because I threw it up because I got neurovirus. So I now can't have a pot noodle because it makes me feel sick because I threw up a Bombay bad boy. So that was the end of my adventure.
Oh, Bombay, nah.
What? What do you mean, nah?
Not Bombay.
What do you mean?
Nah. Bombay, too hot. Nah, not for me. That's just, it's just chicken and mushroom for me. That is it. Like, got nothing else in then.
You're mad. That's it.
Yeah.
I like a Bombay bad boy. That would be my, if I was going to have one, which I there's a strong possibility I may never have another pot noodle, actually, yeah. I've got to say.
I know, it does seem like that.
And I used to eat them a fair bit, but I'm like, they're just really, I find them really unsatisfying. They don't fill you up.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you need some bread with it or something. You know,
and just those little bits of sort of dehydrated chicken or whatever it is. It's fucking horrible.
You ever poured it in a bowl? I once had it from a bowl to try and make it seem like I was having an actual meal. Did not work. Yeah, it did not work.
That's the sort of thing. Have you seen like those things on Instagram you get where it's like McDonald's pasta bake where you go like, we bought 20 chicken nuggets, 5 Big Macs, and we chopped them up into little pieces and made a lasagna, like McDonald's lasagna. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, mate? That was the brilliant Carl Porter. You can follow him at Carl Porter Comedy. You've probably seen him, actually. He did that slow motion goal celebration that went viral a few months back. He is absolutely brilliant. Check him out live. And if you are enjoying these short episodes and would like longer episodes every Monday morning, then why not become a patron? It is a fantastic way to support the podcast. It's very easy. At the moment, you can actually get a free 7-day trial to sort of check out what it's all about. Head over to patreon.com/WUYN. You get all the information there, but for less than £1 a week, you can get a feature long hour episode of this every Monday morning. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN, and it is a great way to support us. Have a lovely day. Thank you for listening.